Before we get to this week's Survivor exit interview and this week in Survivor History Quiz, I want to take a moment and thank a sponsor. Those are friends over at True Car, and they've got some useful tips for you that you might not be aware of, like how a coffee filter and a little bit of olive oil can clean the interior of your car. You could also remove excess weight from your car to improve its gas mileage, and you can also place a keychain remote underneath your chin to increase its range. Here's another tip you might not know about, that True Car can also help people get a used car too. That's right. True Car isn't just for buying a new car. With their certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars, you'll enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience whether you buy new or used. And with True Car, you can see what other people paid, so you'll know if you're getting a good deal before you buy. You're also more likely to enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting with True Car certified dealers. So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, check out True Car and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states. Drop the mic. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino, and we are back here with our Survivor Exit Interview podcast the morning after our Run It Up Reno show. Had a great time here at the Peppermill Resort and Hotel, where I still am this morning. And after a long night, here we are this morning getting ready to talk on our Survivor Exit Interview with James Lim, who unfortunately went out in the episode. I thought it was going to be Desi. I got to be honest. I really thought it was going to be Desi up until they turned over that vote. And I said, oh, I guess it was James. They really faked me out. I'm interested to know whether they are trying to fake us out, or maybe it's are they getting better at the fake out? That's a good question to ask as we move forward along here in this Survivor week. But James is going to be joining us, and then the This Week in Survivor History quiz, I'm going to be joined, or we recorded it yesterday. Adam Klein and Ben Driebergen were here, and we recorded a very special live in-person debate or quiz between myself and Adam and Ben also. Not a three-way, that Adam and Ben had to tag team to take me on. So that's all coming up. Of course, check out our live show from last night. The video is up, as well as the audio, on robhiswebsite.com. And then later on this afternoon, I'm going to talk with Johnny Fairplay. So looking forward to that. And then over the weekend, I will get into everything with PG Law. Get your feedback questions in. robhiswebsite.com/voicemail or 323-282-RHAP. It looks like I have James here on the line. Let's go ahead and patch him in. James, are you there?
Rob Cesternino.
Yes, yes. James, how's it going?
I'm hanging there, soaking in the disappointment, the pain, but also the love and support from my cast members and my fans and stuff. It's been a good run.
Yes. Okay. Well, James, nice to talk to you this morning. I really was very surprised that it was you, that they faked me out. I really thought it was going to be Desiree. Was it as close in real life, at least from your perspective, as it was in the episode where it seemed like it could have gone either way? Or did you feel like that, in hindsight, that you had no shot?
I would say that it was closer than what the 4-1 result would probably indicate. I really had a great time with Angela, both on the VD 2.0 and Malolo 3.0, just bonding with her, and I had a reasonable confidence in being able to flip her to our side. So to watch kind of like the result being a unanimous vote was a little bit shocking to me. But I do feel like at the end of the day, Kellen, you know, the VD Strong doctrine held strong, and that's what got Angela to stick with them too. And Michael was playing for survival. You know, we saw it play out with the Brendan and Stephanie votes. He was basically just saying to live another day, and I feel like that kind of kicked into high gear, which is what led to the 4-1 outcome.
Now, you seem to give a very long look at Michael after the votes were cast. Was that you were upset with Michael in that moment?
A lot of people have been talking about it. They're comparing it to like the Michaela reaction from Millennial Gen X. I honestly blacked out once I heard, you know, sixth person voted out of Survivor, James. I think the look was more a combination of shock and, yes, like disappointment. But I have to say, like, while it's being called a death player, you know, it wasn't anything personal. You know, I was in shock. I was pissed that I had to go home. But I don't know. It was like a knee-jerk reaction. But I'm glad that people are, like, remembering that. You know, apparently it was a pretty intense moment.
Yeah. So I'd love to hear more about your relationship with Angela after there was the Morgan blindside, because it really felt like that there was a moment where it seemed like, okay, well, Chris is going to come back from Ghost Island and Chris and Angela are going to flip. And now James has everything right where he wants it. But for whatever reason, it seemed like that that relationship with Angela didn't gel. Did you find that she was still a little distant even after that Morgan vote?
Well, I think the edit left out a big part of it, right? So, like, after the Morgan vote, basically, me and my allies were up 6-2 on the VD. And what happened was me and Libby kind of worked the Chris Angela angle, and Laurel and Donathan worked the Dominic Wendell angle, and we would get together and debrief, kind of like doing like a spy operation. And in that sense, I got to have talks with Angela about how, you know, at the end of the day, it wasn't direct, but, you know, we saved you, and that's because we value loyalty. We want to stick with each other, and you come with us down the road. Like, I promised you, and I really meant it, that I would never write her name down and remain her trusted ally. And so Angela, you know, I mean, some people have kind of hinted at this. She, you know, came into the game with a kind of a shell. You know, she had things going on, and she wasn't opening up to people that much. But I'm proud to say that I was one of the few people that she did open up to around days 14, 15, 16, where we discussed her time in the military and her family and what she was going through in her real world life. And I also opened up to her about like my backstory, and we really got to bond over kind of like that shared connection. And that profound relationship is part of the reason why I thought I had a pretty good shot at flipping her. And I meant every word when I said, you know, you come with us, you will not be at the bottom of anything.
Yeah. Now, did you consider if you thought it was going to go bad at any point, maybe going to Ketlin and Desi and saying, like, hey, Angela is with Chris. You guys didn't love Chris. What about getting rid of Angela tonight?
That didn't really strike me as a possible play. I think partially because I knew that I had such a better thing going on with Angela mm-hmm. than Kellen or Desiree.
Yeah.
But also, I knew from the stories I heard about the past few travels that Kellen was just the Navidi strong person. So, I mean, she had indicated very early on post-flop that, like, she was like, well, we have Angela back now. You two are screwed. And so me and Michael were, you know, we kind of, like, got that lead from Kellen. And I think that one of the reasons why, you know, Kellen was able to sway Michael is that they spent 9 days together on Malolo. And so that is a lot more time than what I had with Kellen. And we did gel out there, and we, you know, got to talk to each other and really connect. But it was just a matter of the time difference, I would say. I think in terms of the second swap, it was the single worst scenario that I had in mind going in. And that is exactly what happened, sadly.
James, how close were you with Laurel out there?
Oh, she was, I called her my it girl at one point in time. I'm referring to Sarah Lucina's phrase. She was my ride or die. I knew that she went to Yale. She did not know that I went to Harvard, but we did form Survivor's first Harvard-Yale alliance.
Yes.
And Fishback thankfully confirmed that for us, the fact. We were so solid together, and we shared human moments as well together. You know, the talk that she had with Donathan by the Navidi cliff, me and Libby joined them soon thereafter, and we had an amazing discussion that, like, I'll never forget for as long as I live. That was day 14. And moments like that, you know, is what makes her one of my closest friends in life even right now.
Now, could you talk a little bit about what the issue was in the challenge where you were struggling in the water? Because it didn't seem like it was that you have issues swimming. Was it the diving that was the problem?
So there's a lot of different factors coming into play. But A, I was so amped up from the challenge that the adrenaline was coursing through my veins. And I had trouble taking deep breaths. B is that I tried to go feet down, which worked in a pool, but not in the ocean with strong currents. And then I think C is that once I fail on my first try, I got like halfway down there, came back up for air. Jeff goes, you know, oh, James, like really struggling. And you kind of start freaking out. The truth is, before leaving, I had a friend who was a Columbia varsity swimmer, and she, you know, made me a pretty fast freestyle sprinter and a diver. You know, I went down to about 12, 13 feet at the Columbia varsity pool, which is why I thought I could do it. And I should have been able to do it. It was just, I think, the pressure getting to me. And honestly, as I said, I choked. But it was great to see that my tribe gave me a second chance and I was able to own up to it, because as an athlete, that's what I really wanted to do, was take full responsibility and move forward from it.
Yeah. How bittersweet was it for you to return to Malolo, where you started the game? And do you believe that Malolo is cursed?
I'm the kind of guy that doesn't believe in that. Like, going against the theme of the season, I was like, look, Malolo has lost, but it's lost with like three different combinations of people, right? Like, there are specific reasons why it lost each challenge. And so I gave actually my tribe I don't know what Bradley thinks about it, but a pretty good pep talk before leaving for the challenge. Like, we have such a good range of skill sets, and we have what it takes to win this and win the next one and get to the merge together. Like, we got this. And it didn't work out, but I still stand by that. I'm a proud Malolo forever, you know? Malolo strong.
Yes. That Jacob Derwin said that they were the greatest tribe of all time.
Yeah, that's absolutely not true. However, there was a moment. There's no way. But there was a moment in the second tribal where it wasn't shown, but we had gotten into discussion with Jeff around exactly what makes it so great. And what we came to as a conclusion was, it's a tribe where really there's nobody, not a single person who's abrasive or an asshole, and we really just like each other as people. Mm-hmm. And I will say, in that sense, it was a good try to be on. But not a great winning streak to be a part of, no.
It was a good group. All right, James, thank you so much for coming on with me this morning. All the best to you, and hope to catch up soon, okay?
Rob, it's great talking to you. And listen, whenever you guys want to host the Squiggle Room, I'm always game, so hit me up with Josh.
Good one, okay. All right, take care, James. Bye.
All right, thank you, Rob. Take care.
All right, everybody, there you have it. James Lim on the Survivor exit interview. And the squiggle room, because Jeff Probst said that his IQ is so high that it's actually a squiggle on the the song parodies are coming in as we speak. But great job by James on the exit interview. He really got a raw deal in terms of just the swapping to a group that had been kind of together. So what are you going to do? I mean, that is usually how things go when we get to the swap and go down to the tribes around this point in the game. Okay, so that being said, we are going to switch gears and bring you my latest edition of the This Week in Survivor History quiz with Jordan Kalish. And I was joined yesterday by Adam Klein and a special guest, Ben Driebergen, in my room here right before we went down for the live know-it-all. So check that out, and then I'll come back to wrap up this whole exit interview extravaganza. All right, let's get to the This Week in Survivor History quiz, and we have on the line the great Jordan Kalish. Jordan, how are you?
I'm doing okay, but I wish I was in Reno right now.
Yes. Oh, everybody is talking about, where's Jordan?
Where's the Kalish kangaroo?
Where's Kalish kangaroo? Why isn't he here? Very sad to say. Maybe next time, everybody. Sorry to say that, but he is here for the This Week in Survivor History quiz, and we've got a great panel here with us today. First, let me bring in for you a man. People have been clamoring. They say, Rob, when will you get another millennial on the podcast? And I said, how about on the This Week in Survivor History quiz? Here is the great Adam Klein.
I only signed up for this because I thought Jordan Kalish was going to be here physically in Reno.
I'm sorry to disappoint everybody.
But wow, what a great episode of Survivor that was, huh?
We didn't watch it yet. We're in. This is recorded on Wednesday. This is in my hotel room. And then also, Adam, because he was concerned that he would not be able to beat me on his own, has recruited another Survivor winner here. Here is for you the great winner of Survivor Heroes versus Healers versus Hustlers, Ben Driebergen.
Jordan, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, Ben. I didn't even know you about this. This is great.
Well, you were supposed to be down here, and I was supposed to get your autograph.
I know. I would have got your autograph, too.
Let's do this.
Okay, before... Oh.
I already lost in poker today, so I needed to... I don't want to lose again.
Look, Rob has not won a week this season, so I think you guys might end up beating him today.
Yeah, but that's actually bad news, because there's like almost nothing to be gained here. I could lose my super-duper fan status. If Rob loses, of course Rob loses, because that's what he does. So, you know, I just hope that we don't embarrass ourselves. And I've got Ben here. We can't lose, right?
I hope not. I'm rooting. Usually I don't root for either party, but I think here, Rob, I hope you understand.
All right. So look, no matter whether we win or lose, whatever what happens, we know that I still win because we have a sponsor for this episode of the podcast. Those are friends of our Beachbody On Demand. Before they bring us This Week in Survivor History, the quiz, and very excited to have Beachbody On Demand on board because I know even when I'm traveling on the road that I can still do my Beachbody On Demand because it is the easy to use streaming service that gives you instant access to a wide variety of super effective workouts that you can do from the comfort of your living room or wherever you are with over 600 workouts. Adam, are you interested in Beachbody On Demand?
Well, I can't get Rob out to the casino floor because he's just been in his room doing Beachbody On Demand the whole time.
Yeah, I'm not going down there. Why would I go anywhere else when I could be doing workouts like P90X? It'd be insanity for me to not be doing these workouts. 21-day fix, Brazilian butt lift. That's the one that Adam has been wanting to try out. Pio, hip-hop abs, three-week yoga retreat with Vitas Pashkauskas. Over 1 million people are currently on board. Beachbody On Demand. It's the best deal in fitness. Look, I would procrastinate going to the gym, but I do it every morning in my home, and I love it. Listeners of Rob is a Podcast can try it absolutely for free. Here's what you do. Text the word Rob to 303030. That's 303030. On your phone, text the word Rob, and you'll get full access to the entire platform for free. All the workouts, the nutritional information, and support totally free when you text the word Rob to 303030 to try out Beachbody On Demand. Ben Bomb. Okay.
Yeah, you especially want that Beachbody if you're in Reno because sometimes you're at the pool without your shirt and people start periscoping you
all over the country.
That happens.
The pool in Reno is hopping. There are thousands of people there, and I'm not quite sure why.
It's great. Rob filmed me with that.
All right. Well, nobody's interested in that. Okay. All right. Let's get to the categories, Jordan.
All right. So the categories that we have today, and each one of these correspond to one question. We have By Felicia. We have Survivor Tagalongs. We have I Don't Like You and Future Wandoff Team.
Okay. All right. So, Adam, you are the challenger. You get to select first. Okay. The team of Adam and Ben, you get to pick a category.
Should we do By Felicia? I feel like, that's a Michaela reference, maybe?
Yeah, let's go. By Felicia.
Let's do By Felicia.
All right, By Felicia. So just as an added thing here, Rob and I were talking after last week, and we've decided to add a rule. So as the listeners know, if you get the question right without hearing the multiple choice options, you get 2 points. And if you get it right with the multiple choice options, you get 1 point. However, if you choose to guess without the multiple choice option, the other person has a chance to steal 1 point. He won't hear the multiple choice, but he will get to steal the point if you go for two. So By Felicia, we are going to go to Survivor.
Reinventing the way the game is played.
Yes.
Changing it last minute without telling the players.
Yeah, you guys have been doing this for how long and you still haven't figured out the rules.
I was saying that, in fairness, I said that this was for next season, but I didn't know the rules committee had approved it. So basically, if you guess without hearing the choices, I have the option to come in and steal for 1 point after.
Correct.
Hearing the choices.
Okay. Yes, without hearing the choices.
And vice versa.
It's okay. Fair. So we're going to go to Survivor Game Changers. This is from the episode Dirty Deed, March 29th, 2017, 1 year ago today. How many drops of coffee did Michaela like to drink per one scoop of sugar?
Do we know that?
It was repeated about 7 or 8 times throughout this episode.
He was saying she likes Little Miss 3 or 4.
The multiple choice is probably not going to help because it's just going to be 2, 3, or 4,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So should we just guess? We should know this.
Send it.
What do you think it is?
Four.
You think it's 4?
It was high. It was high up there.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go with Ben on this. I'm bringing in my phone a friend, and I'm going with it. So let's do 4.
Adam and Ben are going with 4. Unfortunately, guys, that is not correct. And
no.
since you went for two, Rob, you have a chance to steal 1 point here. Do you know the answer?
I think it's higher. I will say it was 7.
7 is correct. So the new rule, comes into play right away. And Rob, you have 1 point. You have a 1-0 lead, and it is your turn to pick the next category. So the game change, the big game changer has already changed the way that we are playing here. So Rob, 1-0, it is your turn to choose the category.
Okay, I will go with I Don't Like You.
Okay, I Don't Like You. And we're going to go to Survivor Kagiyan. We found her zombies from March 26, 2004, 4 years ago last Monday. After Lindsay Ogle quit the game, someone on Solana, presumably Trish, wrote her a message in the sand. What did this message say?
I'm going to ask for the multiple choice here because I think I know what it was about, but I don't know the exact wording.
Okay, was it A, hey, Lindsay, quitters never win? B, shame on you, Lindsay. C, bye bye, Lindsay. D, Lindsay, hope your pre-jury trip sucks.
Could I hear the first three again?
Yes, so you don't think it was the last one. So A is, hey, Lindsay, quitters never win. B, shame on you, Lindsay. C, bye bye, Lindsay.
I'll say it was B, shame on you, Lindsay.
B is correct. So you get 1 point for that. Yeah. And since you stole a point before, you have a 2-0 lead, but 2-0, you could come back from 2-0. It's happened before, so Adam and Ben, you guys are still definitely alive. We have two categories left. Which category would you guys like to pick?
Do we want Survivor Tagalongs, or what's the other one?
Or a future Wandoff team. We know
future
Ben loves
Wandoff
a Wandoff.
Yeah, Wandoff.
Yeah, we want the Wandoff. Yeah.
All right, and we're going to go all the way back to the Marquesa from March 28th, 2002. That's 16 years ago yesterday. Who on the new Rotu tribe freestyle rapped as Sean Rector dropped a beatbox beat?
I think it's Boston Rob.
Go with it.
Let's see.
It was.
I think, yeah, let's go with Boston Rob.
Boston, Rob, guys, not off to a great start here.
Oh, no.
Opening the door for Rob to steal yet another point.
Oh, jeez. This is Rob, terrible. I'm losing my super duper fan status for sure.
Yes. I believe it was Peter Gabriel Cade.
Gabriel Cade, Rob. Gabriel Cade is like your Survivor ghost. It's like the biggest mistake you made last week. You got the Gabriel Cade question wrong, but this week, redemption is yours. You steal another point. You have a 3-0 lead.
Oh, wow.
And it is your turn to choose a category. Rob, you really needed this. I mean, you have not been doing well this season. You were like the Cleveland Browns out there.
Easy, you are well on your way.
All right, let's go with what is it? Survivor Tagalongs?
Survivor Tagalongs. We have one question left.
It's better to lose here than on the tables, though.
That's happening too, though.
That's true. There's no money at play here. It's not like Boston Rob can knock you out of one of these poker tournaments. Like that happens sometimes. So after Solana won the reward challenge to raid the Apari camp, and then we're going back to Kagiyan, we all remember that Tony opened his bag of tricks to make Solana think he gave Jeremiah a clue to the hidden immunity idol. Which other Solana tribe member accompanied Tony to the Apari beach?
I believe it was Woo.
Weasel Woo is correct. Rob, you have a 5-0 lead going into our final category.
Yes.
And here's how this is going to work. I am going to, there are seven different tribal councils here from this week in Survivor history. They each correspond to a random number from 1 to 7. I am going to tell you the tribal council. I'm going to tell you who was voted out. It is your job to tell me who got the second most votes at that tribal council. So there's going to be four total answers. You'll alternate guessing. If you're wrong, you do not get to answer anymore in this final round unless there's a tiebreaker. So Adam and Ben, choose a number from 1 to 7.
Is it even possible for us to win?
It is not.
It's not.
Well, what if I get one wrong? Couldn't they keep going?
They would only get four guesses. The best they could do
if I get one wrong early, then they could keep going.
You want to change the rules? Look, we could go all seven. Do you want to just go
last
with
minute change
just
here?
Tip top toes? Want to go tip top toes?
Look,
each of you?
I don't want to give people a reason to turn off the show.
I agree.
They're already not listening.
Yeah, well, Ben wants to. Can we go to fire if it comes down to that they get eliminated?
We can go to fire. I don't know how that would work over Skype, but
just
and I don't
the
think
whole
I don't
thing.
Think the Peppermill Peppermill Hotel would appreciate that too much.
Is that an answer?
Let's see what happens. Let's right. go 1 through 7. Guys, pick a random number.
Go for it, Ben.
7.
7. Okay, we're going to go to the One World Final 12. This is the merge episode where Jonas was voted out. Who got the second most votes at this tribal council?
Well,
Do we get choices?
No. No, this isn't multiple choice.
The women split the men. Mm-hmm. So I think it was another man. Tarzan? I have no idea. What you got? Any guesses?
I got nothing.
Sure. What a mess this is. Tarzan.
Tarzan is incorrect. Tarzan does get into a fight with Jonas, but Kim had the men, you know, all voting against each other. So Michael Jefferson from Naked and Afraid got two votes at this tribal council. Rob, it is, and we'll give you guys another turn after this. Rob, it is your turn.
No,
though.
We don't need that.
This is when we bow out. We've got things to do. So okay. So if I get this, then we'll say that this is over. Okay.
Okay. Fair.
Okay.
Fair.
All right. Number one.
This is for Survivor Fiji. The Ravu Tribal Council pre-merge. Rocky was the one voted out. Who else got votes? Who was the second most votes?
I don't think I can tell you who else was on this tribe. I'll say it was Lisi.
It was Lisi. Rob, very good job. You get another point there. Yeah. Lisi got two votes. Rocky got four.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, this was a valiant effort. Have we had a shutout before on This Week in Survivor History?
For this,
I think we have. We have last season. It doesn't happen a lot, but maybe it's like these Survivor winners. They're good. You know, they play well on their own season, but it's kind of hard to work together like Survivor All Stars.
They wasted it all on the island.
Don't at me, people. I know you're going to be upset about this. You say you're a super duper fan, and you're gonna. I can see it already. Trust me, I've already said it to myself.
I can't believe you let me down, Adam.
Same here, Ben.
All right. Well, we have
a dream team. What a dream team.
All right. We are going to go, and we're getting ready to go do the big Survivor Know-It-Alls show here from Reno. So we're on our way. Jordan, thank you so much for all your help once again.
Thank you, Robin. Okay. Thank you, Adam and Ben. You may have gotten 0 points, but thank you for so much for coming on. This was great. And hopefully next Run It Up Reno, I'm actually out there and I get to hang out with you guys.
This was fun. The most fun I've ever had getting my booty handed to me.
Adam, did Tyson make the right call when he left as soon as Jordan's Skype call came in?
We could have used the help, but yes, absolutely. He's probably winning another poker tournament because that's what Tyson does.
Does do very well in these poker tournaments.
All right, Ben, thank you.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks, Jordan.
Thank you, Jordan.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Take care, buddy. Bye.
See ya.
All right, everybody, there you have it. Jordan Kalish back on the winning. You know, I think it took taking on some Survivor winners, I think, to really get my mojo back. And hopefully as this coffee kicks in, all of my mojo will be back today as I talk with Johnny Fairplay coming up here in just a little bit. And then don't forget our feedback show later on over the weekend with PG Law. Very much looking forward to that when I get back to the studio. All right, thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre putting this all together. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.